Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to a special Country Roads Music Festival edition of the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. Our air date is Father's Day, June 15th, 2025. I am C. Willie, joined again today by the wonderful
Cutter P.
She is here, still hasn't kicked me out. We got a couple of the stars from the upcoming Country Roads Music Festival joining us tonight. We have Justin Judge. How are you, sir?
Oh, living the dream.
And Isaac Harper, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, sir.
Fantastic. These guys are going to be joining us at the festival on a really kind of a unique platform. If you take a look at the music festival layout, the map, on the farthest northwest corner of the Groves property, and oh, by the way, Country Road Music Festival, July 18, 19, and 20 at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan. Darcy Keys, who's running this whole show, has done something really cool in that she has put out on the far corner of the property a special acoustic stage. And I know she's done some things really kind of dynamic as far as what the setting is going to be. It's going to be an opportunity to fans get up close and personal with the performers that are out there. And Isaac and Justin are two of them that are going to be there. Justin, you're playing on Friday night, so kind of opening up this whole thing. How is it for you as a performer to know that you're going to have your fans right there, able to talk to you in between songs, maybe ask you some questions, singing along, you're going to hear them right there in your ear? What do you think about that?
For me personally, I love that idea. So I'll start off with, like, Eric Church is one of my favorite. He just opened up Chiefs, and he did a whole residency of that kind of situation where he was able to tell these stories with that kind of atmosphere. So for me, I'm looking at one of my idols and seeing this opportunity to be able to do what he did, you know, because there's songs that I don't have released that I would love to share with people and share the stories behind them. And this is my opportunity to be able to do that with the people.
That's very cool. And I think when we've talked with Darcy about what she's trying to create with this festival, this isn't the rowdy, let's do shots in the front row sort of thing. This is, let's truly have an appreciation for country music. Let's truly have appreciation for the artists that are performing. And this really gives you that opportunity.
Right. And I think there is a lot of things that would be tied to this, and I won't go into detail, but I know, as I've talked with Isaac, a lot of the people that you're seeing are people that still go to Nashville. In fact, I just got back from Nashville, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm able to take notes of what some of these bigger artists are doing, and I can take that and do it for these people too. You know, we're all in the same boat as the big artists, just without the income of labels.
Well, sure. And I think that's one of the things the fans need to understand too. Isaac, Justin, everybody that we're seeing out there, you guys are in this business. And it just because we happen to have a crew that's Michigan oriented here doesn't mean these aren't Nashville stars, because you guys both are. And you're doing the things that the Eric Churches of the world had to do to kind of cut their teeth to get to the point that they are.
Right. I agree with that. And I was thinking today, as you know, I was looking forward to this episode and this podcast. I go with Eric Church, and you know, he talked in a podcast himself about the 7 days a week that he played. And you know, like, to me, that's what I, you know, road dog, that's what I've been about. I didn't want to just be some TikTok pop up person, you know. So for me going out and doing this, it's huge, because that's my opportunity to show that, like, I've cut my teeth on so many cover songs, and now I can go share the stories on the songs I'm writing.
Now, so when we were kind of doing our research and digging things out, Quarter Peep came across a video that you've got. Quarter Peep, why don't you ask him? You've got some questions.
I do. So the song that we're going to play tonight is Me and My Kind. In this video, there is a bar called Sydney's Judge's Bench. Where is that? Because we want to have a drink at the bar and say, Justin Judge, play here.
So that is actually about a mile from where I grew up in Wynn. So
okay.
if, When I tell Wynn, people have no idea. It's about two
Moorbark
outside of Mount Pleasant. So
Moorbark is in Wynn, isn't it?
Correct. Yes, Moorbark is in Wynn.
There you go.
I remember when I worked there, that's where a lot of the lunchtime people would go, is to see the judge's bench.
That's awesome.
And you played in there a number of times, or just this one time? How did the video all come about?
So, like as we were explaining earlier, that was actually the first bar I ever played at, and I played there a lot. I think every Tuesday burger night, I was in there for a packed house. As I was saying to you guys earlier, I wasn't good. I don't know why they let me keep going. But I'm thankful they did, because it's led to some pretty cool opportunities, such as, you know, this summer with the Country Roads Festival. If it wasn't for that bar, I wouldn't be sitting here with you guys today.
Well, good for you. And thank you, Sydney Judge's Bench, because they brought us you.
Right. And yeah, I'm so thankful that I was able to actually take my first ever bit, because that's my first song out of Nashville, and to be able to make a video bringing that group of people together.
Very cool. Let's give this one a listen. This is Me and My Kind from Justin Judge.
No smoky bar on the outskirts of town. It's filled with the cigarette smoke of a neon chasing crowd. Behind a hard day's work, behind a nice cold beer. Guess I do it different around here. Taking it easy, we don't need life to come too fast. We spend Monday to Friday on our feet, just busting our backs. Don't need no big shot suit and tie telling us how it goes. He hasn't worked a day in my soul. Living paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on a Friday night lights. Fall down, but we get back up and fight. Yeah, me and my kind. Yeah, me and my kind. We don't care about that Wall Street or how it performs, 'cause we got mom and pops running the local stores. And don't preach to me about how we're family. Tell you what, in these shoes and sit. Living paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on a Friday night lights. We fall down, but we get back up and fight. Yeah, me and my kind. Hey. Living paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. Watching the boys playing ball on a Friday night lights. And we fall down, but we get back up and fight. Yeah, me and my kind. Yeah, me and my kind. Oh.
Yes, sir. What
a
great
tune. One, man. That's a good one.
I never know how to handle listening to myself. You know, sometimes.
Well, we love listening to you.
I appreciate that.
Me and My Kind from Justin Judge. You're going to hear that one out at the acoustic stage at Country Roads Music Festival. That'll be played on Friday night. Justin's out on the stage. That would be July 18th. We're looking forward to hearing you there, buddy. July 19th, we get Isaac Harper. Isaac, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, well, it's a pleasure having you here with us. Same things that we were talking with Justin about. What are you looking most forward to being out on that acoustic stage on Saturday night?
So when she told me that we were doing an acoustic set, I was kind of excited just because it's going to be super nice to be able to connect with the crowd on a much more personal basis than you would on the main stage, trying to make everybody happy. You know, you can make eye contact with the crowd, and that's what I've been liking at my recent shows. You know, obviously there's not hundreds of people coming, but the fact that it's small and intimate and acoustic, it's been a lot of fun. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and a lot of new faces as well. I'm excited to see the new faces for sure.
No question. And you know, we've been talking with Darcy a lot. I think the interest has really pumped up. But what's been really, you know, Quarter Peep and I have talked about this quite a bit. What we're really looking forward to is the fact that this is truly a festival. There's so many different things that are going mm-hmm. on. It's not just the main stage.
Right.
There's just an awful lot of things happening all over the property. And I think what we've got in this acoustic stage and the opportunity that you have is so unique compared to any other festival here. We've got our own little portion. It's just going to be like you're away from everything else, mm-hmm. with the opportunity to do just what you're talking about with connecting.
Right. And it also gives the fans there who are wanting to take a break from the loud jamming of the drums and the loud, you know, the whole atmosphere going on at the main stage. It's going to be super cool, but, you know, there are those people that are going to want to be away in the woods at our acoustic set. And that'll be really cool to connect with those people that actually want to be there. So, you know
no
what I mean?
No question. No question. Tell us a little bit about what your background's been. How did you get into music? What's been happening in Isaac Harper's career?
All right. So kind of a funny story. I was thinking about, I knew you guys were going to ask me this question. And it goes back to, I was 8 years old, and My grandmother has been playing the accordion since she was 6 years old. She's really heavily into music. She goes to church every Sunday, you know, the one of the greatest women in my life. But she signed me, my brother, and my cousin up for a musical. Actually, it was all my cousins. We were all 12 of us signed up for the Wizard of Oz musical, right? And I was in the Lollipop Guild. And
oh, no.
And get this. At one of the practices, one of the teachers went up to my grandma and was like, I think one of those boys can sing. And it ended up being me. And so she had me sing a solo at church about 3 weeks later. And she was like, she had me over every night memorizing it. And then from then on, you know, it's just been, I kind of got my, like, start in kind of choir music. I was in choir from fifth grade up until my senior year of high school. Some of the accolades there was I went to Orlando to Disney World. I was part of an all-national honors choir. Basically, it was the top 200 choir kids in the country were got invited. Yeah, so I think that has a lot to do with my musical background. I've sang everything from straight German to Italian to, you know, and starting with country music, I was about 18 years old and I listened to Luke Combs' Beautiful Crazy and I'm like, what the heck? This is really good. And so I hadn't played a guitar really before. I had one lesson my freshman year and I decided against playing guitar because the one lesson is just, the hardest part is starting. And Justin knows that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's
hardest
true.
Part in guitar is starting. So,
oh, yes.
You know, I just kind of picked it back up. And ever since then, I just kind of fell in love with the whole aspect of country music and everything involving it. You know, it's such feel good music, you know, it's such a broad spectrum, not just talking about beers and trucks and women. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
It, like no true country artist sees past all of that. And I've really kind of dug deep into that and it's been a lot of fun. And, how I got wrapped up with the Country Roads is our promoter Al Garcia. He was at one of my concerts that I was opening for Jesse Campbell. Justin was also there, and then that was a lot of fun that night. It was raining cats and dogs. You remember that, dude? Oh my goodness!
And then my guitar wouldn't work.
Yeah. So
like, if my guitar doesn't work, can I use your? Which I'm glad I did because the tent above me actually like broke and the water went all
over. Oh, yeah. No. That was a crazy concert, but yeah. And so ever since then, that was last year or last year. Yeah. I've been getting gigs left and right, and I'm now booked out basically till the end of August. And this is kind of a feeling that I haven't had this before. This is super cool. And, I had the cool opportunity. I had a kid a year and a half ago, Right. Yeah, he's a year and a half old.
Congratulations.
Now. Thank you, man. And he's been the light of my life. I'm trying to write songs about him as well, and I have so much I want to say, and it's so hard to fit into one song. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
But yeah, I've. So yeah, it's been a wild roller coaster. It's been a busy, busy summer, but I'm honestly loving it. It's been a lot of fun being able to connect with people, especially around my small town of Sturgis, Michigan.
All right.
Yeah, it's Sturgis. Right down here. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yep. No, so, exactly. Yep, you bet.
Yep, born and raised in that town.
You're going to do something for us that hasn't been done on this version of Vehicle City Sound yet. You're going to pick up that guitar and play a little something live for us.
100%. Yep. So this is a song that I wrote 4 years ago. I'm 24. This song's called 20 Years. I wrote it when I was living at my dad's house, and I was, you know, just thinking about life and everything. And this is what came out. So
All right. We're looking forward to it.
Okay. For 20 years, I guess I didn't do too much, but try to be someone wasn't meant to be. I was caught up in the moment, all that stuff that ain't important. I laughed, I cried, I prayed down on my knees. Yeah, prayed down on my knees that in 20 years I'll be stronger than the last. I'll heal this broken heart from going too fast. And everything I'll ever need is clear. Lord, only you know where I'll be in 20 years. I hope I wake up next to my wife with a smile on her face, with the kids downstairs and the dog in the bed. Some moments you can't erase. But there's one more thing that I want to say. Show me how to live my life today so I can pave my own way. Because in 20 years I'll be stronger than the last. I'll heal this broken heart from going too fast. And everything I'll ever need is clear. Lord, only you know where I'll be in 20 years. In 20 years. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you guys so much. Thank
Dude,
you.
Dude, that's awesome. That Thank is awesome. You guys. This is what you're going to expect, fans. This is what you're going to get to hear. That songs like that in the round, in the acoustic setting, that acoustic stage back there in the woods like that. I've got goosebumps after hearing that.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Just imagine, folks, what it's going to be like there. Guys like Isaac Harper out there, Justin Judge is going to be out there. It's at that acoustic stage, Country Roads Music Festival. It's July 18th, 19th, and 20th. You can go to countryroadsmusicfestival.com, get all the information. You're going to be able to hear these two guys out on that stage. The main stage Friday night is Restless Road. Saturday is Colt Ford, and Sunday, Drew Baldridge. Great stars out there as well. You've heard us talking about that. So they're going to be fun to see, a true festival. And then we've got talent like Isaac and Justin joining us out there. This is one you're not going to want to miss. Guys, thoughts for the fans that are going to be there. Last thoughts, Isaac, what do you have to say to get folks to come on out?
Man, how are you going to miss Colt Ford, man? Colt Ford's going to be such a fun time, man. That's going to be a lot of fun. Drew Baldridge, man, that song Tough People on the Radio is so good. I'm excited for that. And Restless Roads, I've looking them up, and, man, they are sounding amazing. It's like it's not one you're going to want to miss at all.
Not at all.
So real quick, how can fans find you?
Oh, Okay, so you can find me. I'm on Instagram, and on my Instagram will have my link tree to all of my profiles. You can find me on Facebook as well. Facebook's probably the best way, Isaac Harper, and that'll have everything on there as well. So Facebook, Instagram, it'll have my links to all my stuff. Yep.
And Justin, you as well.
Same for me. Justin Judge Music at Facebook, and that has a link tree. I'll be honest with you guys. I am terrible posting on Instagram. So you want to go to Facebook. TikTok, yeah, dude, you might find me. You may not. I post kind of.
Ever since I turned into a dad, man, Facebook's been it. So.
Right.
Well, you got to post all those pictures growing up.
That's right.
And, as for, you said Drew Baldridge. Now, I wasn't there because when he was down at CMA Fest, they hit capacity. So that should tell you what people are thinking about.
Yeah, man.
You couldn't even get in to go see him. So
yeah.
I'm excited for my opportunity to go see him then.
Right.
Well, we've got some great talent, as we've talked about. There is some great talent that's going to be there. Everybody, countryroadsmusicfestival.com. That's where you're going to get all your information. Get those tickets. Oh, by the way, Darcy has a special going right now. This is broadcast on June 15th through June 17th. Her tier one single day tickets are going for $49 a piece. So that's going to get you all the privileges. Basically, they're VIP tickets. So, and the pricing is great. It's BYOB at all your campsites. There are going to have a beer tent there. There's food trucks that are going to be there. I'm going to lose quarter Pete for a little while. She's going to be out there playing cornhole and line dancing. So I'm going to be on my own. So I'm going to be hanging with you guys, Justin and Isaac. We'll go have a beer somewhere and have some fun.
Hell yeah. I'm excited.
All right, folks. Justin, thank you so much for joining us. Isaac, really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com. Get on there. Get your information. Get your tickets. We will see you there July 18, 19, and 20. Hey, everybody. Be good.